This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri lawmakers return from spring break this week. Let's get a quick look at what's on the agenda before the end of the legislative session. I'm joined now by Alisa Nelson, news director for Missouri Net. Alisa, first off, where do things stand on a budget proposal coming through the legislature?
Well, it's going a little bit slower this year. It's still over in the House. The House Budget Committee is working on it, and they could finalize most of the budget proposal this week, at least by the committee. And then once the committee finalizes its work, it will go to the rest of the House of Representatives. And, you know, that could take a couple of days to pass in the House after some more debate there. And so it's not quite halfway done in the legislative process.
What are some of the major bills that you are watching this week and next?
There are several that I'm particularly keeping my eye on, especially this session. But I would say, you know, one thing that the governor is signing this week, and he's announced that is tomorrow, actually, he's signing a bill that would allow utility companies to set their rates differently, and it would allow them to set their rates based upon construction of energy plants before the construction is done. And so whether or not that's going to impact power rates, that's one thing that made this bill a bipartisan. It had bipartisan support and bipartisan opposition. And so that's one definitely that we will continue to follow. Other ones that I'm particularly interested in because they're so close to the finish line is a bill that has to do with foster kids. And it has, I believe, one more vote before it goes to the governor. So I believe the House will vote on it this week. And it has to do with giving survivor benefits to foster kids whose parents have died, because right now the state can actually take that money. And what this bill would do is it would prevent the state from doing that. So the money would go directly to the foster kids. So that's another bill that I'm watching closely.
And of course, one thing that we're watching here in the city of St. Louis, Governor Mike Kehoe expected to sign that crime package that includes shifting control of the St. Louis Police Department back to a state board. Alisa, thank you so much for your time this morning on KMOX.
Thank you.
That is Alisa Nelson, news director for Missouri Net, joining me this morning on 104.1 KMOX.
And the PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge Wedge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.